This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Yes, Jazakallah khair. You have raised a very important point, which is praying on time during winter. I spoke about this a lot. I have written about this. We really need to be careful about it. Every single winter, I witness people who are missing their salah, or they are combining their salawat. Praying on time is the most important condition of salah. Even tahara has an alternative, because I know some people might say tahara has alternative, have different forms, but praying on time has no alternative. It is true that you can combine between duhur and asr, between maghrib and isha, but you cannot delay asr up until maghrib. There is no excuse for you, brothers and sisters, to delay asr until the time of maghrib. There is no excuse for you to delay Isha until the time of Fajr. There is no excuse for you to delay Fajr after sunrise. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, "Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaba mawquta." Salah was prescribed on believers on certain times. The angel Jibreel, he came down to teach the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam the prior times. In the hadith, a person came to the Prophet ﷺ asking the Prophet ﷺ about the prayer times. The Prophet ﷺ, he prayed in the first day in the beginning of time, and in the second day he prayed at the end of time, and then he said to the person, Salah is in between those times. And as I said, Jibreel came to teach the Prophet ﷺ the prayer timings. There is no excuse whatsoever to delay, in particular, Fajr after sunrise, Asr, and Duhr. Duhr and Asr you can combine in extreme circumstances and not to make it as a habit. Yeah, extreme circumstances and don't make it as a habit. Some scholars allowed this. But you cannot delay Asr until the time of Maghrib. Maghrib and Isha, again, in extreme circumstances and in a few matters, if you do it just occasionally, not even occasionally, when there is a need, it doesn't become a habit, you can combine them. But there is no excuse to delay Isha until Fajr time. Now, so many people are coming and say, Sheikh, I was driving. Plan your trip. Yes, if you had no choice but to combine between Maghrib and Isha or Dhuhr and Asr, as I said, some scholars allowed it, provided that it doesn't become a habit. But if you plan your trip accordingly, you will be able to pray on time. If you know that you are going to delay your salah, I am afraid that your salah will not be accepted, will not be valid if you delay asr, duhr and asr until maghrib. You delay maghrib and isha until fajr, or you delay fajr. Be careful, brothers and sisters. I feel that many people are taking it easily. Yes, I know that now we are talking about Gaza and what is happening in Palestine, etc. But our salah is our success. We cannot neglect it, especially praying on time. May Allah Jalla wa Ala reward you. If you plan your trip, but you have no choice, you can pray as you are, but don't delay it beyond the time. You can pray in a standing position, in a sitting position. You can do tayammum instead of making wudu as an alternative. If you say that you don't have access to water, so there are alternatives, but there is no excuse for us to delay salah beyond its time. As I said, Fajr after its time, Asr to bring it to Maghrib, and Maghrib Isha to bring it to Fajr. Jazakumullah khairan.
بأنك تقبلني يا كريم.